Ingrid Andress, welcome home to Chicago.
What's up?
How are you?
Oh, you know, just chilling.
I first have to say, love you for getting up really early and talking to us, because your bed is pretty comfortable at this point of the day, isn't it? It would be for me.
Yes, I'm trying to be a morning person, but it's a hit or miss.
It is hit or miss. ACMs this Sunday, you're up for Single of the Year. Very excited about that. But I wanted to highlight your Grammy nominations because OMG, the only country star in the Best New Artist category. That is amazing.
So crazy. I didn't realize that country artists didn't often get put in that category.
No.
I'm like, why?
Yep.
I was just honored to be able to represent the genre.
And you were tied with Miranda for the most nominated country star. We love that too. Where were you though when you found out that you were nominated for Best New Artist for the Grammys? Do you remember?
I was at my house by myself watering my plants. And I think it was like around Thanksgiving, so I was looking up pumpkin pie recipes because I don't know how to cook or anything. So it was like the most normal day, and then everything just shifted. I was like, whoa, I was not expecting this.
You're watering your plants, and your phone starts to bing, and then it doesn't stop binging. You're like, something is going on.
For sure, yeah. I was like, oh, no, someone died. What happened? Someone has COVID. And then I was like, oh, this is good news.
This
we
is good.
That.
Yes, it's always good news. Things we want to know about Ingrid Andress. If you ruled the world, what is the first thing you would change?
Ooh, there's... Well, wouldn't I change? I would probably...
You can change everything, but we want to know what the first thing is.
I would probably cancel everybody's student loan debt.
Oh, I love that answer.
Yeah. There's so many kids out there that are in debt that I'm like, you should not be. Especially when people are hardly using their degrees anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, come on, people.
Mm-hmm. Ingrid Andress, library book or your favorite podcast?
There's something about holding a book that still makes me feel things.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like the writer in me just appreciates like a well-written book. But I also enjoy conversations, but I think deep down I'm like, I really do appreciate a good body of work.
What's the book you have on your bedside table right now, or your living room table?
I have a book of Ralph Waldo Emerson's collection of short stories.
Wow. That is deep.
Very well-written. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, have you heard my songs? Like, they're all like sad and introspective.
Yes, yes.
So,
are you a cat or a dog person?
Dog, because I am allergic to cats.
Okay. What's your favorite article of clothing? Your go-to? You could wear it. It's super comfy. You could wear it all day, every day, 365 days a year if you could.
A crop top.
Love that.
Yeah.
Something you've done for yourself in the pandemic. We call it pandemic self-care.
Does cleaning my body out with tequila count as self-care?
Sure. I mean, self-care is a broad definition of everything. So you do you, Ingrid.
Totally.
What's your favorite takeout order?
Oh, man, I love a good burger. Burger with sweet potato fries. Sign me up.
Plain or everything on it?
I'm more of a plain burger.
Okay.
Girl.
So you're a writer, you're introspective, your songs are all very deep. We want to know, Ingrid Andress, the best advice that still sticks in your head, sits with you every day. Your head, your mind goes right to it, no matter what situation you're in.
Probably to just go with your gut and to listen to your instinct, because everyone's going to have an opinion about what should or should not be doing, but only you know what's going to work for you.
The song is Ladylike. We are rooting for you for Single of the Year Sunday night on the ACMs on CBS, and you were our very last concert before the world shut down, and we're really looking forward to seeing you in town again, hopefully very soon.
I know, yes. I need to come back to Chicago. I miss it.
Thanks for chatting this morning. Hope you have a fabulous week.
Of course, yes, you too.
Ingrid Andress on US 99.